This Hometown Illinois Radio Network report from the Commodity Classic in Houston, Texas, is brought to you by the Illinois Corn Marketing Board. We'll join farm broadcaster Lori Boyer in Houston next.
And now a message from John Clem from Waynesville, Illinois, about the Illinois Corn Checkoff.
Did you know that the largest market for Illinois corn is the export market? Our unique river system provides farmers like me the opportunity to ship corn from our Illinois fields directly to other countries who are hungry for high-quality grain. I'm proud that the Illinois Corn Checkoff makes investments that power trade, and I hope you are too. Learn more at www.ilcorn.org.
I'm Lori Boyer reporting from the 2024 Commodity Classic in Houston, Texas. I'm joined now by Matt Rush. He is the immediate past president for Illinois Corn. Matt, I have visited with Dave Rylander, your current president, here recently. He talked about issues such as sustainable aviation fuel and the Farm Bill. So I thought you and I could spend some time talking about carbon capture and sequestration, which is a big topic for corn growers in Illinois.
Well, we adopted a policy in 2023 that states that in effort to further lower carbon intensity scores, we support carbon capture. And the reason we're doing this is because sustainable aviation fuel, we think, is a very strong future for our ethanol industry. In order to do that, we have to get our carbon score down. And this is one way to do that via the ethanol plants.
Matt, can you explain what that score is and what it means?
The carbon that is emitted, we have to capture that and store it below ground. And Illinois is in kind of a unique area. We're able, our rock formation underneath us allows us to store that and to safely store that too, and to lower our score so we are compatible on the aviation fuel front.
How do you figure out what the carbon score is, Matt?
I guess I would take it this way is, you know, with the electric vehicles, and they are proud of their carbon score, and they say that it's very low. This is a way for us to compete with that on the electric vehicle front. And, you know, while we're not opposed to electric vehicles, they claim there's zero emissions, which that's another conversation. But the technology brings corn-based ethanol to a lower score to be able to compete with that. And so the ethanol plants would be able to sell that sustainable aviation fuel to the market.
What are growers here at Commodity Classic asking you with regard to carbon capture?
I think the number one thing is it's safe, and then also the best way to transport it. We know a lot of farmers are nervous about the pipelines and how what the proposal is to transport that. And, you know, we want to be very cognizant and separate the pipeline issue with the carbon capture issue, because we understand that the pipelines are a worry to some, and while we understand that, but we also want to state the importance of the carbon capture. You know, the ethanol industry consumes about 700 million bushels of corn a year, and with the electric vehicle projection that the current administration has, we want to be able to maintain that ethanol grind so we have somewhere to go with our corn.
Matt, I'm sure these topics will be something that you continue to talk with your growers, and something the country will continue to talk about as well with regard to carbon capture. Matt Rush, immediate past president of Illinois Corn, joining me here from Commodity Classic. You're listening to the Hometown Illinois Radio Network. I'm Lori Boyer.
Be listening for more reports from the Commodity Classic in Houston, Texas, with farm broadcaster Lori Boyer on this Hometown Illinois Radio Network station, brought to you by the Illinois Corn Marketing Board. For a free podcast of our reports, go to hometownillinoisradio.com.